Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Booker T and the MGs bring this back, that song's called Shotgun. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thirdingredient.com. Dawn Fotopoulos is here. She's the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic. She's a full professor of business at King's College. She teaches people every day how to do a better job of managing their finances of their businesses, and we're talking about that right now. Dawn, what else we need to know?
Well, there are five stages to collections. Did you know that?
We're talking about accounts receivable, folks. Your accounts, your AR. Go ahead.
Okay. So the name of my website is the Hidden Profit Academy, right? Why Hidden Profit? Because all these businesses are sitting on their profitability. They're sitting on their cash flow, and they don't even see it. We're talking billions of dollars here. So when I did the interview on Chapter 10 for Accounting for the Number Phobic, a survival guide for small business owners, that's what it is. He was a very funny man, very successful. He said, stand up, and I stood up. He goes, lift up your right foot. lift up your right foot. So I lifted it up, and he points, you know, he's a big guy, you know, very intimidating. He points under my shoe. He goes, there's $1 million under that shoe. I said, what? He goes, yeah. There's $1 million under their shoe. There's $1 million under every single shoe of a small business owner in the United States, and they don't understand the pot of gold is in their accounts receivable. Mm-hmm. Nobody even knows how to read their balance sheet, but the receivables, those are people that owe you money, and you got to go after it. But the interesting thing is I've been working with the coal box people. You know who they are? Collections box is what that's short for, coal box, and Matt Darner is the president. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant guys. And we're on the same mission, and that's the double small business survival rates. And the key is cash flow. Like, repeat after me, right? Cash flow, cash flow, cash flow. It's not about getting more customers, new customers. It's about managing the receivables you already have generated.
And so when you make a sale on credit, you haven't made a sale until they pay for it. In the meantime, all you've done is become a bank. You loan them money, and folks, if you tell your banker your sales are up 10%, but you aren't collecting that, then basically you lied to your banker.
Well, and you're lying to yourself too, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, so the sale is not made until you get paid, right? The sale is not made until you get paid. So guess when the payment term conversation needs to happen? It needs to happen in the sales discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wait until 3 months, 5 months later to say, oh, by the way, Mr. Customer, you know, you owe me real money. And the customer goes, well, we never discussed payment terms. I'm not going to honor any payment. You
right.
have that conversation up front, and you do it for a number.
And you've got to train your salespeople to do this.
Yes.
And if they don't, you need to get rid of, if they won't do it, you need to get rid of them because this is why a lot of people don't pay their salespeople until they collect the money.
Ah, well, this is changing. This is changing because it wasn't like that for many years. You and I have been around for a while, right?
Yep.
Salespeople only care about their commissions. The commissions don't get paid until the company gets paid, right? And you tell your salespeople, oh, by the way, The game has changed now, and you're going to be discussing payment terms because that's going to affect the price.
Would you go through the five stages real quick?
Absolutely. So you got a pre-sale conversation. That's when you talk about the product or service. You talk about its features and benefits, what makes you so special and different, and then the payment terms. For orders of this size, we take 50% up front and blah, 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 whatever the terms are, right? And it becomes a negotiating point, but it's got to be on the table up front. So that's pre-sale. Post-sale, you've got to have the invoicing discipline that you were talking about earlier, Jim. The second that good goes out the loading dock, the day you finish the project, whatever it is, that's the day the invoice goes out. not 60 days later, not 30 mm-hmm. days later, before you put your head on the pillow, that invoice has to go out. And, oh, by the way, the invoice is a marketing document. Huh? This crazy woman, what's she talking about? It is a marketing document. It's not an account. It is a control document in the accounting system, but it is a marketing document. Mm-hmm. You need to remind the customer what they actually received from you, not just what they bought, but what they received. Whenever, as a consultant, whenever I write that, whenever I put together
Don, let me stop you for a second. I'm going to let you develop. I want you to finish the quickly before we run out of time. What are the other three? Quickly?
Okay. Pre-sale, post-sale, pre-collection, right? When it's still in the window, the still, 30-day window, and then collections after it gets out of that 30-day, whatever your payment terms are. And you got to manage that time frame. Very, very important. This thing is on a fuse. If you don't go after this within a time frame, the likelihood you'll ever get paid goes down to almost zero.
And, so, and the fifth one?
The fifth one is post-collection, where you actually have to send it to a professional to chase after the money. But Cobox has the capability of doing that. It doesn't cost you anything. Mm-hmm. Cobox gets paid, actually, when they do collect. But
so, folks, you got pre-sale, that's where you train them. You explain what's going on to the customer. Post-sale is when you follow up with a billing. Then you got pre-collection, which you've got to get after them if they don't pay. Then you got to collect the money, and then post-collection. And we're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Don Fotopoulos right after the break. 10 till. Here's Atlanta Rhythm Section. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.